Adventist Development and Relief Agency, ADRA, is marking its 20th birthday in the Czech Republic. The Czech branch, set up in 1992, now provides aid both at home and abroad, as well as organizing awareness-raising programs among primary school children. Dagmar Goldmanová, head of the Department for International Projects and Development Education, visited Radio Prague studio this week to talk about the agency's achievements and plans for the future.
It started 20 years ago in 1992 with a very small team. Actually, it was linked to the operations that were aimed at help in the ex-Yugoslavia. It started with really material help, lots of trucks that were actually going the long journey from the Czech Republic to the ex-Yugoslavia. And then step by step, it grew bigger. And I think one of the milestones was in 1997 with the big floods that were hitting Moravia. So ADRA actually coordinated thousands of volunteers that were helping to clean the damage after the floods. So this was one milestone. And then probably the second milestone was in 2002 again with the floods in Prague and in Bohemia. And probably the biggest growth of the international department came with the tsunami in 2004. During the tsunami, you might remember that people were really willing to help and they contributed loads of money through public collections, through donor SMS. ADRA got more than 100 Czech crowns of funds that were dedicated for help in Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Thailand and India. So the international department grew rapidly and I would say it shifted the focus more and more from humanitarian aid since 2004 into development projects. That means long-term projects that are supposed to help people to be able to gain money, to gain their living on their own more and more.
So you now help both at home and abroad.
Who
do you help at home and where are your missions abroad?
ADRA is an international organization, non-governmental organization that is present in 125 countries with something about 6,000 staff members. There are two big groups of offices, ADRA offices. One big group is so-called donor offices, and the other one is called implementing offices. It means that the donor offices try to get the funds and then work together with the implementing offices to actually realize and implement the projects in the respective countries. ADRA Czech Republic is not only a donor office in this sense, but it also is an implementing office within the Czech Republic. At the moment, it has 10 regional volunteer centers that cover about 27 towns and cities inside the Czech Republic and Moravia. And they coordinate volunteers who help people that are somehow in distress or people who are...
What groups are we talking about? Seniors?
It's mostly seniors. That means people in the houses for elderly people. It's people in the hospitals who are ill long term. It's people in hospices. It's children who are sick. It's these kinds of groups.
How do you help them? Money or volunteers?
It's mostly volunteers. That means those people very often don't have anyone. They don't have family. They don't have friends. They have to stay for a long time in the hospital or in the house where they are staying. The volunteer dedicates, I don't know, 2-3 hours per week for a visit to this person. It could be more. It could be a little bit less. But what we try to keep is some kind of regularity of the visits.
And what about aid abroad then?
The aid abroad, as I said, ADRA is a network. That means we actually cooperate directly with ADRA offices, and sometimes we partner with other ADRA offices, for example, in Europe, with ADRA Germany, ADRA Denmark, ADRA UK.
But what kind of help do you give specifically?
It's various projects. It could be focused on providing safe and clean water. That means we are making wells. We are re-establishing boreholes, for example, in Ethiopia. Ethiopia, in Somalia, in these kinds of regions. It could be helping people to actually learn something new. It could be in the area of agriculture, for example. One of our biggest projects that we currently have is in Haiti after the big earthquake that took place in 2010. And there we have four big training farms that actually help the local small farmers to learn new techniques that are more efficient and that actually can help them to become more independent and actually not only get the products to actually consume them themselves, but also to be able to, for example, sell them and get some money that they can use further.
Do you probably help children get an education?
As well. For example, during or after the tsunami in 2004, ADRA completed reconstruction and construction of tens of schools in Indonesia. So this is definitely also one of the areas supporting children to get better education to ensure that they are able to get some good employment once they are grown up.
Can Czechs who want to help actually target that help specifically to a given child?
Definitely. We have a program that is called e-donation. That means you can actually select a project that you want to support. It could be help directly dedicated to Haiti. It could be help directly dedicated to Georgia. It could be help directly dedicated for people in Sri Lanka.
But do they know the child, and, you know, is there feedback?
You mean feedback given to the donor in the Czech Republic?
Yes, I mean, for instance, in the form of a letter or news about the child's development or anything like that.
This is probably most evident in our project in Bangladesh. This is the project that that started in 1999. It's a project that is focused on help to underprivileged children in Bangladesh, especially in the countryside. We support the children through actually financial aid that is provided.
Bang
to the
baby.
School. Bang baby, exactly. So this is one part of the project. We also train teachers so that they have better capacity to actually educate the children in Bangladesh. So this project has a clear feedback that is given back to the donors because it's individuals inside the Czech Republic.
ADRA is a religious organization. Does it affect your work? Does it influence your work in your choice of where you're going to help, how you're going to help, who you're going to help?
Not really, no. Me, I'm not linked to the church in any way. The International Projects Department are people who are not linked to the church at all. But I think it's actually a good thing that there is a link between ADRA and the church because it creates synergies.
Do you find the Czechs are open to charity?
I think in general they are very open. As you can see, especially after some disasters, natural disasters such as the floods inside the Czech Republic or natural disasters as, for example, the earthquake in Haiti or the tsunami in Southeast Asia. So the people are generally very open and they try to help as much as they can. Obviously, the questions that we are getting more and more, and that's linked to the current economic crisis, it's that we should focus more probably on the projects inside the Czech Republic because people are having troubles also inside the Czech Republic. But I think it's both. So it's good that ADRA Czech Republic is actually able to help inside the Czech Republic and abroad.
You now have a traveling exhibition of photographs. What's that in aid of?
The traveling exhibition was made to cover the history of ADRA Czech Republic year by year. It shows the development of the Czech office and the projects that were implemented and supported by the ADRA office in the Czech Republic.
What are ADRA's plans for the future? Where are you hoping to grow or what are you hoping to achieve?
We would like to be able to help well where the help is needed. We would like to continue with the big projects that we have at the moment. That means in Africa, in Asia. We would like to be more active within the European projects, big projects that include, I would say, partnerships, because obviously the more partners you get, the more funds you're able to gather and the more synergies you have from the help that you provide.